News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, yesterday morning, you would have heard us mention, and indeed this morning as well, that cricket is the third most popular sport among children in some parts of Dublin. The success of the Irish cricket team and more multicultural communities have led to more and more young people joining their local cricket club. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, took a visit to a training session in Tyrrellstown.
I like how, like, we all, like, make new friends in cricket, and it's just fun to play.
Whenever you do like a six or get a wicket or do like some good, great piece of fielding, people will like support you, and then that feels good. Cricket is my favourite sport and it's a dream.
Some of the children from Tyrrellstown Cricket Club describing what they enjoy about a sport which has spiralled in popularity in certain areas. Cricket is now among the top choice of games to play by some young people living in Dublin 15. I met with Breen O'Rourke from Cricket Leinster, who is the development manager with Fingal County Council. He says more and more schoolchildren are becoming interested in the sport.
Well, cricket has a long tradition in the Fingal area, but I think in the last 10, 15 years, we've seen new cricket clubs established in Tyrrellstown, in Castleknock, in Lucan and in Swords. So there are four new clubs all developed from scratch.
But it's right up the pecking order there, like it's just coming after GAA nearly, is it?
Yeah, very much so. There's quite a big Asian community out there. So a lot of the Indians and Pakistanis and Bangladeshis and Sri Lankans, they'd all have a big history in cricket and a big love of the game. So it's quite an easy sell out there. And the teachers in Tyrrellstown are very supportive. And you're right, it's just behind basketball and GAA, I believe, as the most popular sports.
What are the children saying when you come into the school? What is it about the sport that they like?
I think it's just something different, you know. It's plastic bats, plastic wickets, soft balls, lots of running, lots of throwing, lots of catching, lots of striking. Boys and girls in the class can play together. It's non-contact, so it's a lot of fun. It's short little 20-25 minute sessions in and out.
So what steps have Fingal County Council taken to, I suppose, give children more opportunities to play cricket?
Well, up to now we've delivered sessions throughout the Fingal area, but in this particular instance they have two sporting hubs. One is in Balbriggan and one is Tyrrellstown, so they support us. Mitchell Thompson is the coach on the ground. He's a local student. What Mitchell would do on a weekly basis, he'd deliver to around six different classes, so that's approximately 200 children get exposed to cricket on a weekly basis. But hopefully next year we'll look to expand it even into more schools in the area.
So third on the choice of sports to play, with basketball coming second and GA remaining at the top. To see what it's all about, I went along to one of the training sessions at Tyrrellstown Cricket Club to give it a go myself.
Hi, News Talk and Josh. My name is Kumar Verma Rudrarazu. The club was established in 2011, and since then we have been playing, cup matches away from our ground because we didn't have our permanent ground. So Cricket Leinster also helped there.
And how popular is it at the moment?
It's very popular. Just to give an example, we had, three, 4 years ago, we had one team. That means 11 to 12 adult players. So, and then we increased that to two teams, 24, 25 players. Now this year we have 60 adult players registered and 40 plus children registered for our club. So that's a great growth and there's a lot of interest. Our goal is to achieve community integration through cricket with the local people and ethnic groups. We have a good catchment area in Dublin 15 where, along with Irish, many ethnic groups reside. We would like to see more children from schools nearby to come to our club. If any school-age children in Tyrrellstown or Dublin 15 area interested in cricket playing, so please do come by and try a couple of sessions for free. And you know, if you are liking the cricket, we'll arrange cricket training sessions with the professional coaches.
And how do people that play hurling manage it? Are they able to transfer some of their skills?
Yes, it's easy. I have seen few children. It's easy for them to, play cricket, because all you need is the eye and the ball coordination. So you have bat in hand, so it goes really well. They'll be like a good batsman if they come along here.
And we're standing here now. It's a fine ground, and we got some lovely summer weather. So are you going to teach me how to swing a bat?
Oh yeah, definitely. So why don't you try now? And our youth player Sai will show you how to bat and bowl.
You're going to teach me how it's done?
Yeah.
What's the best way to play? So I'm learning from a pro here.
So you hold a bat with two V's in line.
And the stance is very important, is it?
Yeah. You bend your knees.
And then just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Josh, so you hit a ball now.
Okay, I'll give it a go. We'll do it nice and close. Beginner's luck.
Oh, Yes.
Was that okay? Yeah. That would make me become a member of Charlestown?
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So we'll see you for the next session.
I'll be lining out for training next week.
Now that was members of the Tyrrellstown Cricket Club ending that report on the growing popularity of cricket in Ireland.